Faraj warns of national emergency as illegal boat migrants filmed shouting Allahu Akbar. By Kurt Zindelka on August 10, 2025. Reform UK leader Nigel Farage warned that Britain is facing a national emergency as apparent illegal boat migrants were filmed chanting Allahu Akbar as they crossed the English Channel. The Channel migrant crisis continued over the weekend as 435 illegal aliens were brought ashore at the port of Dover on Saturday after crossing the busy waterway from the beaches of France in seven small boats organized by people smuggling gangs. So far this year, a record pace of illegal arrivals has been seen, totaling over 25,000 since January. On Sunday, Brexit boss Nigel Farage shared footage of what appeared to be one of the migrant boats crossing the Channel, comprised, as is typical, of mostly young, military-age males. In the footage, the illegals could be heard shouting what sounded to be the Islamic declaration Allahu Akbar. The phrase, often used by jihadists as a battle cry, is typically translated in the West as God is great. However, others have noted that a more accurate translation would be Allah is greater or, in other words, Allah is greater than your God or government. Accompanying the footage was text in Arabic, which the Reform leader translated as, the forces of the Iraqi spear. From the heart of the British seas, the leadership of the militia Abu Hamad. These men will now be free to roam our streets thanks to Prime Minister Keir Starmer. This is a national security emergency, Mr. Farage warned. Allowing these men to invade our country will not end well, he added. It comes amid increasing public anger over mass migration. With a recent poll finding that a plurality of Britons are now in favor of completely cutting off immigration altogether and beginning a process of large-scale deportation efforts. As hundreds more illegals were landing on British shores, where they will invariably claim asylum. Protests continued across the country against the hundreds of migrant hotels housing many of the illegal Channel migrants, costing the taxpayer billions per year. The protests have placed a heavy emphasis on the danger posed to young girls and women in Britain by housing mostly unvetted migrant males in their midst. With the demonstrations having been sparked last month after an Ethiopian migrant who reportedly illegally crossed the English Channel allegedly sexually assaulted a 14-year-old girl in Epping just days after landing on British soil. The latest crossings come as Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer's one-in, one-out deal with France is set to come into effect, in which illegals are returned to France in exchange for Britain accepting supposed asylum seekers in return. Commenting on the scheme last month, Mr. Farage said that he did not believe it would work to deter illegals from crossing the Channel. Even if it did work, where's the advantage to us? This is Brexit Britain. We voted to take back control of our borders, not to accept a deal given to us by a French president, the Reform leader said. Nobody who crosses the English Channel illegally in a boat should ever be given refugee status, should ever be given leave to remain and should be deported. And if we did that, it would stop within a fortnight. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.